Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We tell our little children to say thank you all the time. We say, say thank you. Say thank you to people who have done nice things for you. Say thank you. Remember to say thank you. Always say thank you. And we sometimes forget to do it ourselves. As we grow older, we take for granted that things are being done. How many times have you said thank you to someone who served you food at the table? Like your wife or your husband or your children or somebody. How many times have you said thank you? Sylvia makes me an egg every morning and a little piece of bacon and a piece of toast and sets it very nicely on a plate and brings it to me and sets it in front of me while I'm doing all sorts of other things and talking to other people. But always, always, I say thank you. I don't say, thank you, Sylvia. Oh, Sylvia, that was so nice. Oh, Sylvia, you're so wonderful. I just say, thank you, Sylvia. And I can see out of my peripheral vision that Sylvia has a little smile that creeps across her lips and says, you're welcome. You know, she doesn't say it out loud. She just says, you're welcome, with her lovely facial expression. But to say thank you is something that puts a positive attitude in motion. When we say thank you to people who do things for us, large or small, often or seldom, when we say thank you to these people, we are saying to ourselves, I recognize a wonderful deed done today. I recognize somebody did something nice today. I recognize something beautiful is going on in the world. Thank you is a recognition of something very wonderful going on in the world. Something very special going on in the world. Yes, it is. And we oftentimes ignore that or don't take advantage of that. You can't go around saying thank you to people for doing this and thank you to people for doing that and thank you, but you can. You can. If you make it a habit of going around and always saying thank you for things that people do, it'll become a habit for you, and it'll become a habit for them to expect it and to listen for it and to know that they are appreciated. Now, has anybody ever said thank you to you when you did something nice for them? Oftentimes, at the table, Ingeborg is sitting looking at something on the table that she wants. And I say, Ingeborg, can I reach anything for you? And she says, no, I'm just making up my mind. I said, okay, you're welcome. Now, Ingeborg should have said to me, thank you, Herb. I'm just looking. I haven't made up my mind yet. But she didn't. She just said, I'm just looking. I haven't made up my mind yet. And you see, we are out of the habit of saying thank you. Now, Ellen oftentimes comes up behind Ingeborg's chair and gives her a shove into the table so she can sit under the table more comfortably. Our rugs are not easy to roll our rolling chairs on. And Ellen is always considerate and loving, getting up and giving Ingeborg a shove in. Now, Sylvia, she gets her chair and she pulls her right in and she just goes zippity-doo. I do the same thing. Ellen does the same thing. But Ingeborg sometimes has a little trouble getting her chair in. And then sometimes we push her in and we push her in too far. And sometimes not quite far enough. But very seldom is there a thank you. Now, I'm sure that'll start today because she'll be hearing me say these things and say, oh, I'm supposed to say thank you? No, you're not supposed to say thank you. You want to say thank you because it's a good habit to get into. It's a good attitude to have. It's a good way of thinking about things. It's very important. Say thank you to everybody for everything. Don't be obsequious and stupid about it, but just say thank you. Rex comes to me when I call him. Thank you, Rex. Rex is sitting next to my chair as I'm having breakfast, and he puts his head up on my leg, indicating that he's there, I'm there, and if you want to drop anything, Dad, I'm here. And I say, Rex, down. And he puts his head down on the floor, and I say, thank you. I say, Rex, come here. And he comes to me, and I say, thank you, Rex. Rex, I say, drop it. Drop something I don't want you to be carrying. And he drops it, and I say, thank you. Now come. And he says, okay, I guess I'm not supposed to pick that up again. And if I do that often enough, he'll learn what things I expect him to pick up and what not. But I always say thank you. Now, you say thank you to a dog? Sure, I say thank you to a dog because it's part of my nature. It's part of my nature to say thank you to everybody for every nice thing they do. When I give a talk and people say, that was a nice talk, Herb, I enjoyed that, I say thank you. Or they say, Herb, you could have covered some more things in your talk that you didn't cover. And I say, thank you for the suggestion. Thank you. And they say that, man, that was a poor talk. That was not one of your better talks. Herb, you're talking so slowly. You're not very interesting to listen to. And I say, oh, how about that? Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. I have been often accused of talking too fast. And because I talk too fast, I think it probably is more difficult to understand what I'm saying. Although I always try to articulate my words as clearly as I can and speak as beautifully as I can so that everyone can clearly understand everything I'm saying. We get in the habit of talking and sort of half-talking. And when we're in a conversation, our voice sort of settles down into a low key, and pretty soon you don't hear it at all. Now, I could hear very well most voices and most talking and most things that are done. But there are times when people get lazy and let their voices drop way down, and I don't hear them. Now, I have a device that's called a... It tells you what decibels your voice is coming through at, how many decibels you're speaking at. And I put that device on at the table occasionally, and I listen to everyone, and I think to myself, now, I don't hear them very well. And I turn on my decibel meter, and truly, their decibels are way below normal speaking. And then some people shout very strongly, and their voices are way above decibel speaking. Now, Ellen, she's often worried about her voice being above decibel speaking because she has a very strong voice. And I say, Ellen, your voice and your enthusiasm are accompanied with each other. And when you let your voice drop, your enthusiasm is going, and you are about to take a nosedive. Always keep that enthusiasm there. Always keep that volume there. Always keep that articulation there. And it's wonderful. Yes, we have people who are filled with enthusiasm. And they're filled with enthusiasm so clearly and so wonderfully. And you can understand them. You say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really enjoyed that talk. I really enjoyed your sharing those ideas. And other people, well, no, I'm not sure if I want to. They're sort of like dead set sec, and nobody wants to listen to them. Nobody wants to. But even the sad sack, you say, thank you for sharing with us what you had on your mind. And then, thank you for doing this. Now, some of our people have a tendency to say, well, nobody wants me to talk. Everybody butts in when I'm talking. Nobody wants me to talk. And I say, yes, we do. Everybody wants you to talk. Somebody would appreciate if you wouldn't talk while they're talking, or you wait your turn, or something like that. But everyone wants to hear what everyone else has to say. And the only way to hear it is to say, thank you. That was very nice of you. But most of the time, we don't do that. Most of the time, we butt in on somebody else's conversation, and we don't say, hey, I got an idea. Excuse me. Thank you for letting me share it right now. I said, if I don't share it right now, I'll forget it. How many times have you held an idea until it was time to give it and you forgot it? Well, actually, it wasn't very important. But that's not the point. The point is, say that. Hey, excuse me a second. If I don't say it right now, I'll forget it. And I don't want to forget it because I want to tell you how much I like you guys, how wonderful you are, and what a great world this is, and how beautiful everything is. And then pretty soon, everybody calms down. And when they calm down, what happens? Everything falls in divine order. Saying thank you is a very wonderful experience in our life. Saying thank you is a very powerful experience in our life. Saying thank you is a very useful experience in our life. And whenever I look at my calendar, iCalendar alarm here on my computer, my Mac computer, it says, we are 35 years old, smile. And it should say 36 years old, Saturday, August the 15th. At least that's the way I subtract 1975 from 2011 comes up 36 for me, so somewhere here something is disagreeing, but that does all. I don't let that bother me. I just go right ahead and do my thing. And you go right ahead and do your thing. And I say to my computer, thank you. Thank you, iAlarm, iCalAlarm. I appreciate you being there. I never even knew you were there. I didn't know I put anything on iCalAlarm. And lo and behold, there it is. Thank you, computer. Thank you, sun. Thank you, wind. Thank you, stars. Thank you, moon. Thank you, lamp next to my table here. Thank you, cup of coffee that I poured for myself. Thank you, world. Oh, I am so blessed. Ooh. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. So we can never say thank you enough. And I say to you, thank you for listening. And thank you for letting me know that you listen. And thank you for little notes that you send me sometimes telling me, this was a great talk, or that was a great talk, or some with the bad talks, the ones that you don't like so much, forget it. We've all got our ups and downs. But the thing is, tell me, let me know when you think some of the talks are good. And I'd be happy to hear it. And I will say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Have a wonderful day, and know that this is the day that you and I have made for ourselves to say thank you to everyone. I love you. I love you. I love you.